This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Well, good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for connecting in this global empowerment community. And this is day number 28 in our 40-day flow. And we're so thankful and grateful for another opportunity to be a part of another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment prophetic gathering here in the global community, where we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And today, I want you to decree and declare that you prosper, even as your soul prosper. With that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind together, and let's come present all over this global community today. And let's take a good, healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale, we bring ourselves present right here, right now, to this sacred moment, knowing that this is the moment of power. This is the defining moment. This is your miracle moment. Next, heal and deep breath in. And on the exhale, we're so thankful and grateful for this miracle moment that we are embracing right now. This is the hour of breakthrough. We're so thankful and so grateful that everything is working together and everything is being perfected that concerns you. And this is your moment to turn your attention and your focus inwardly and tap into your rich inner life of the kingdom, where all the powers of God are imminent and we flow from there. Next, heal and deep breath in. On the exhale, as we are tapped into this infinite power that is within us, we stir, we activate the spirit of gratitude. And we're so thankful and so grateful for all that you are allowing, for all that you have given, for all that is manifesting. We're thankful and grateful. We decree and declare that our bodies are healed. We thank you for giving us back our right mind. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ. We hold the thoughts and feelings and purposes of Christ consciousness in our heart. We're so thankful and grateful that today we are awakened. We are awakened to the truth of who we are in this physical dimension. We're so thankful and grateful for the dominion mandate that we embrace today. We embody and we activate it. And we thank you that everything in the atmosphere, all the elements and the territory that we're in, all cooperates with us. Nothing is being withheld because we are withholding nothing. We thank you that we are divinely guided. We are divinely connected. We are divinely supported. We thank you. We thank you for the yes and the amen that is over our lives. We thank you for that yes. We thank you for that amen. It is so. And we're living our best life right now. We thank you for the unfoldment of it. We thank you for the evolvement of it. We thank you for the emergence of it. And it is so. One more good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, If you are just joining us again, this is Ilona Sanders, your Transformation Catalyst, and this is day number 28 in our 40-day flow, and I am enjoying every step of the way. I am so grateful. I have been getting feedback from so many of you about how you are strengthened, how your mental faculties are clearing up, and how you are able to see and understand, and you feel your creative power coming back. I know that good things are unfolding for you, for each and every one of you, that this is going to be the year that you finally breathe and exhale and begin to walk in your best self. We want to continue on. We are building on the foundation that we have been laying over the last 27 days, and I am just amazed at how we are really advancing in the kingdom. For the last 4 days, we've been talking about mastering the unseen realm. And when we talk about mastering, we're not talking about it in terms of conquering anything, but in terms of aligning with it, in terms of activating yourself into the energy of it and getting the best result. Our scripture that we laid down from Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. So that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. The Ephesian writer in Ephesians 1:17-18 says, for I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of insight into the mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart ones. We're talking about mastering this unseen realm. And I explained that there are some things that you have to settle, you have to become anchored in, you must embrace in order to advance in this realm. When we talk about your rich inner life of the kingdom of God within you, we're talking about tapping into your spirit man, your divine nature, your God self, or your superconscious mind, whatever you want to call it. And again, what you call it is not as important as you understanding the essence, the core, and the heart, or the spirit of what it is you're talking about. So when we talk about turning inward to this rich inner life and tapping in to this unseen realm through your rich inner life of the kingdom of God within you, this is an absolute divine phenomenon. When you become skilled at tapping in to your rich inner life, you realize that all power and authority resides there. You want to talk about liberty, freedom, deliverance, breakthrough, awakening. All of that takes place when you come to a realization that all the power is within you, and you're no longer looking and searching outside of yourself and believing that you have to wait for God that is in the sky, sitting on the throne, to make a decision when you pray. But you realize that this now moment, the moment that you believe, is the moment of power. And when you understand that you are a spirit being that possesses a soul, that lives in a physical body, and you have been stationed in this physical realm of appearance, this place called Earth, but you are here to have dominion. You are here to effect change. You are here to have an effect on the life of people so that you can affect the change that is necessary to help this planet evolve. You are setting things in motion for generations coming behind you. And it is an absolute blessing. So if you want to talk about being free, having liberty, being blessed, being happy, feeling your bliss and your joy, all of that begins to kick in the day that you come to a realization that the power of God, the amen of God, the yes of God, the mysteries of God, the secrets of God, all of that dwells within your heart. It's in your spirit. It's in your rich inner life. And these are some of the things that are going to be your anchoring point. This is what you're going to come back to over and over and over again. When you learn to tap in and you begin to start examining and exploring all that's available to you, and then you begin to embrace that as your new identity, because then you begin to see, as Jesus the Christ said, you are one with the Father. That is so liberating. And I understand that based on your religious teachings and upbringing, this may be a little difficult for you to grasp. This concept may be a little difficult. But remember, we always say that if your context is faulty, if it's wrong, if it's based on a myth or a misnomer, then your conclusion is going to be faulty as well. So when we come to a place like this, we want to be completely honest. That's why it's good to learn how to adapt these spiritual success principles, operate with spiritual success tools that's in your arsenal, and begin to take introspection or evaluation of your life and how you're living your life. You have to wake up out of that unconscious state. As we spoke about yesterday, go back and listen to that recording. Powerful, when we talked about the four stages of consciousness, or the four states of consciousness. When you wake up out of that unconscious state and you begin to recognize that you've been living your life a certain way, that you've been following the lead of whatever group is in charge, whatever the latest fad is, whatever the latest best thing is, that you've just been running with that, or you've just been living your life not really fully actively engaged or fully participating in your life. You're just going along because you're in survival mode and you're doing whatever it takes to survive. There is so much more to your living and your being than survival mode. When you wake up out of that unconscious state, you look around and become aware of how you're living your life, what you have been allowing, what you have been tolerating for years. It's time to wake up, beloved. It's time to see that you are here and you are a being. You are a super being. You are a spiritual being. You are a supernatural being that has no boundaries, that has no limits. The only boundaries and limits are going to be the one that you self-impose. They're going to be the ones that you create. They're going to be the ones that you believe in. Take a good healing deep breath in right there. Because many of you are still in a victim stage of your awareness, where you still believe that something is being done to you, that someone else or something has more power than you have, and something else is calling the shots in your life. No, it's time to wake up from that unconscious living and begin to evaluate how you're living, how you're showing up. It's time to wake up and understand that you can no longer be a victim and you can no longer be a prisoner. The moment that you allow yourself to be concerned about what other people think about you, you become their slave. You become their prisoner, because everything that's happening within you, those thoughts are coming from you. Those feelings are coming from you. That judgment and interpretation of what you're looking at is all coming from you. Let me explain what I mean by that. You can walk into a room and you can walk into a group of your friends or acquaintances, and they could all be sitting around talking and laughing. And when they look up at you, they may stop talking and they may resume having a serious conversation. And then afterwards that you go over and they all speak to you and they smile and they laugh. And when you leave that environment, you tell yourself a story about what you walked into. Now, this is the truth with a capital T. There's as many scenarios about what was going on as there are imaginable to your mind. Because surely we have discerning of spirits, we're sensitive, we're intuitive, we feel things, we pick up things. But what's important beyond that is the story you tell yourself about it. They could have been laughing and talking about something funny that happened. And when you walked in the room, they could have stopped because that was the end of the laughter. Or it could have been that your presence shifted something in the atmosphere. But the story that you tell yourself is what begins to imprison you. And some of you, if you think about this, you have allowed yourself to be locked up for many years because of the story you told yourself about an incident, a situation, a circumstance. But this has to be the year that you have no judgment about things and your outside environment to the point where you're telling yourself a story that stops you, block you, lock you up, imprison you, paralyze you. You have to make a choice, a conscious choice, to look for the best and then believe the best and tell yourself a story about the best. Because when the divine law of attraction kicks in and it says like attracts like, the more that you can look for good, you're going to find good. Yes? The more you look for grace, you're going to find grace. The more you look for love, you're going to find love. The more you look for support, you're going to find support. That is why the scripture writer said, seek and you shall find. The writer of Matthew 7 said, seek and you shall find. Whatever it is you're seeking, you're going to find. So why not make a conscious choice to seek the things that are good, that are lovely, that are praiseworthy, that have a good report? Why not seek those things? Why not be those things, which is a step even further? Why not become love? Why not become support? Why not become a physical guidance for someone else that's in need? Why not become that? Whatever you seek, you're going to find. Whatever you become, you're going to multiply that, and the same is going to come back to you. So it's important that you wake up out of that unconscious state of living in that external realm, judging everything in the external realm. You're talking about peace. Let me take a moment and really say this to you, beloved. You're talking about peace and coming to a place of peace of mind. You're going to have so much peace of mind going forward when you can disconnect from always being worried about what people are saying, what they're thinking, what they're doing, being in warfare, the devil, demons. Who's cutting you off? Who's blocking you? Who don't want to see you go forward? Let all of that go. You have too much to do. You have too much to embrace, too much to manifest, to worry about who's doing what. Sure, there may be negative influence coming from the outer realm, but my whole point is when you don't engage in that, and you refuse to give that your energy, your focus, and your attention, that cannot have power in your life. That is why no weapon form can prosper. Sure, you could see it, you could feel it, but it cannot prosper. So when you start tapping into this rich inner life, and you realize all the powers that are there, all the powers of God that's there, and we're going to start building on this foundation and building up our walls to the 12 spiritual keys that you need to activate in order to be a super being and in order to operate on a supernatural dimension and manifest your divine purpose in this earth realm. We want to start building that foundation. But first, you have got to become skilled at understanding what's in your rich inner life. That is eternity. That is the eternal life of God. It is the consciousness of God that lives within you. And every attribute of God is there waiting for you to tap into. When you become skilled at that and you embrace that as your identity, when we talked about the four stages of awareness, and when we get to that fourth stage, as Dr. Michael Bernard talks about, and you get to that super consciousness where you no longer feel as though you're a victim, and then you're no longer just in your mental realm making something happen with your intention and manifesting powers. And then when you move from there and you understand that you are a channel and that God is working through you, then you get to this level of super connectivity to the fact that you and the Father are one, and that it is you. The power of God is you, that you're not separate from that, but you're connected with that. Again, that is why Jesus the Christ said, Father, this is my prayer, that they become one with you as we are one. So that's what it means about embracing this new identity as you. There's so much liberty and freedom connected with that when you can really say, I am a son of God, that I am a divine being. I have supernatural ability to create in this earth realm. I am one with the Father. Oh God, as you are above, so am I right here, right now. I embrace my dominion mandate. When you created me, you said, let them have dominion. I embrace that dominion today. I embrace that power today. I embrace this sense of knowing today that as you are, so am I. And we are right here and we are set and we are ready to begin building the walls of this foundation. And as we begin to build these 12 platforms that are necessary to be activated so that we are super beings in this earth realm, I want to say this to you today, beloved. If you never did a great, big, huge, humongous thing, but even on a smaller level, you learn to operate in such a way that you are free and you have a conscious awareness of who you are, have a conscious awareness that you are a super being in this earth realm, and you flow from an anchor point of love, and you are not in fear, and you're not fearing attack, and you're not always thinking that something is evil being done to you, something is blocking you, something is stopping you, just living in that realm of freedom alone, where your spirit is at rest, your spirit is at peace, you will live the rest of your days in joy and bliss, harmony, balance, and you will have a major impact in the lives of people everywhere you go. It is a joy. It is such a pleasure to be at rest, for your soul to take a rest where all of the noise is quieted in your head and you're not feeling all this static energy of fear and of torment stabbing you on the inside. That every time your mind flows on a situation, a circumstance that's looming, that weapon that's forming, you get a stabbing sensation in your gut and you can feel all the chaotic energy begin to just flare up. We don't want to live that way. That is what the medical community talks about when it talks about living with stress and how damaging that is to your physical being. You want to live with this knowledge. You want to live with the understanding that you are a supernatural being and you are here for a divine purpose, and it's time to awaken that divine purpose. It is time to know that that divine purpose has been awakened. You are aware of it. You are conscious of it. You are flowing in it. You are moving in it, and you are having an impact in this earth realm. When you embrace your new identity and you have awakened into a new way of being, you will start manifesting differently in this earth. So I am so excited about what I know is happening for you this year. And how when you activate these 12 keys of supernatural power and begin to flow, and it's not difficult, it's not deep, it's not spooky. It's just a matter of you making a commitment, beloved. Making the commitment that each and every day you're going to tap in and you're going to flow. I was sharing with a colleague of mine the other day, and we were talking about the power of breath and breathing. And they were just now coming into an awareness of all that can happen when we breathe and we sit and we take those breaths and we practice stillness and we come into the rest of God and the peace of God. And I shared with them that it used to take me an hour and a half of praying all of that. But now I realize I can get to that same place by learning how to come to this place of stillness through breathing and taking just a few breaths, and I am there. I am connected to my spirit, connected to my divine self, and you can do the same. And this is not, you know, to speak against praying or praying in the spirit, because there's many paths to get to this place. But when I realized that, that was such a liberating factor to me, such a liberating factor. And I stumbled upon this back in 2011 when I was engaged in a different kind of activity. And at the end of that activity, man, my spirit was so charged. The Holy Spirit, the anointing of God, the prophetic, all of that had gotten activated. And I was not somewhere in a corner praying in the spirit. And that was an aha moment that says, oh my goodness, there's more than one way to get to this place. And I have not looked back since. And it is an honor, a blessing, and a privilege to know that your spirit, that divine part of you, is always activated. It's just a matter of you learning how to come into stillness, to disconnect from the noise in your head, all the creepy crap, as I call it, how to disconnect from that, from all the thoughts that want to threaten you and torment you. Take those few short breaths that communicate to everything in your body and tells it to come to rest, come to peace, come to a place of calm. Tells your nervous system to just calm down. Tells your heart rate to slow down. And then you can feel the Spirit of God. You can feel that place of oneness, that place of being, that place of power. It's a place of rest. It's a place of certainty. It's a place of assurance, of confidence, of courage, of strength, of wisdom. It is all in your rich in a life of the kingdom of God, and we're embracing that. So as you begin to move through and become aware, and you are awakened through the four states of consciousness, and you get to where the super consciousness is activated, which is your spirit man, which is your rich inner life, which is you embracing the identity that you are one with God. That is living with peace. It's living with joy. And I want you to be there. I want you to experience this. I want you to make this your lifestyle. Then and only then will you become aware and be able to tap in to all that has been activated in 2018. And that is what we call being fully present in 2018. Not just physically having crossed over because the calendar said January 1st. No, because you are alive and you are awakened and you are tapped into your God self. And that super consciousness has been awakened, and you can feel and sense and have a deep knowing of all that's available to you in this year, in this season. And I'm only saying year or season just so that you can have some semblance of time. But really and truly, when you're over in this infinite dimension, there is no such thing as time. Time is an illusion. We only use time in this physical dimension. But when you come into the super consciousness, and you can sense what's been activated, and then you know with all assurance it's yours. It belongs to you. It is here for you. And we are one with the will of God. This is all about God wanting to express himself through you. There is a full expression of him in this earth realm. All right, beloved, our time is up for today. I want you to be right back here with me tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time as we continue on our 40-day flow. Go to the website today, IlonaSanders.com. See the online button there. Go ahead and press that button. Sow a seed today in this month of January. Be a blessing to Ilona Sanders Ministries so that we can continue to do what we are doing. And I will see you in the early morning empowerment community at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at IlonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@IlonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.